What happens when we try to pray, but we just can't make it work? Is there any hope or any strategies for those of us who can't always reach the heights of connection with God in every moment of prayer? A particular interpretation to a strange phrase in this week's parasha offers us some guidance. When God gives the instruction to Noah to make the ark, God says, Tzohar ta'aseh la'teva, make a tzohar for the ark. What is God asking Noah to make for the ark? The word tzohar comes only once in the whole Bible, so we can't be sure what it means. Rashi offers two explanations. First, it could be a window. We know that the ark has a window because later Noah opens the window, they're called a chalon, to let out the raven, Genesis 8:6. So perhaps this is the instruction to add a window, albeit by another name, in the building of the ark. But drawing on Rabbi Yochanan in Talmud Sanhedrin 108b, Rashi offers another explanation. Tzohar is not a window, it is a precious stone. Make a tzohar for the ark. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Holy Blessed One said to Noach, set in it precious stones and pearls, so that it will shine for you like the afternoon, tzohoraim. Rabbi Yochanan notices that the word tzohar is similar to zohar, which means a shining light. No natural light could come through a window while it rained for 40 days and nights. Instead, the tzohar must refer to another object that has internally generated light, like a precious stone that shines. Starting with the Baal Shem Tov, Hasidic masters broadened this instruction by God beyond the blueprint of the ark. They said it refers to the nature of speech, specifically that of prayer. The word teva, translated in our context as ark, later comes to also mean word. Baal Shem Tov, Pillar of Prayer, number 17, see that you illuminate the word that comes out of your mouth. The Baal Shem Tov, as reported by his grandson, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Ephraim, the Degel Machane Ephraim, points us in a new direction. The Tzohar is no longer limited to Noach's construction of the ark. It is guidance for all of us struggling with speech. The phrase now means, make the word shine with light. The Besh teaches, words that come out of our mouth, especially words of prayer, should have light. Words are significant, and they carry meaning and spirit. They can't be empty or dark. Drawing on the view that Tzohar is a precious stone and not a window, this application to words is developed further in a later Hasidic commentary by Rabbi Elimelech of Luzhinsk, the Noam Elimelech to Parshat Noach. Make a Tzohar for the ark, Teva. One could say that Teva is a hint to mean word. The word that a person emits from their mouth, one must see that this word shines a great light, like a precious stone. Our words don't need external illumination. They have the power to shine forth from their own light, as Rabbi Yochanan imagined the precious stone doing in the dark days of rain on the ark. The words of prayer can shine forth as they leave our mouth. But what happens when the words of our prayers don't shine forth like a precious stone, emitting light to all those around? What happens when we feel that our prayers cannot pierce the heavens and do not have the power to illuminate? Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav recognized this challenge in offering words of prayer. In an essay on this phrase from Parshat Noach, Rabbi Nachman writes, in one's prayer and supplication and request, even when it is impossible for one to speak a word in prayer and supplication, because of the greatness of the darkness and confusion that surrounds them intensely from every side, nevertheless, one can speak a word of truth even at a very low level. For instance, one can say, Adonai Hoshia, God save, Psalm 20:10, in truth. Even though one cannot speak with fire and energy as is fitting, nevertheless, one can say a word in truth. Rabbi Nachman acknowledges that praying can sometimes be hard, even overwhelming, especially if our mood is dark and clouded. The words seem to go nowhere. But there are little glimpses of light that we might be able to access, even if our overwhelming feeling is one of despair. He teaches one can still say a phrase like God save, Adonai Hoshea, with power and light. Prayer is not a zero-sum game. Each and every phrase that leaves our mouths has the possibility to attain a status of luminosity, even if the next sentence doesn't. I sometimes think of this as the goal of prayer, to say a couple of words or a phrase with real intention and truth. Even if one cannot reach the highest level of connection throughout the prayer service, or even within one prayer, that doesn't mean praying is futile. Perhaps there is a moment when one or two words coming out of our mouth generate light, like the precious stone in Noah's Ark.